What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Fam, we have a little bit of an audible. Russ Dorsey's in the house right now.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
Would PCA be your MVP?
No. He'd probably be a top three finisher if the season ended today.
Who's number one?
Ohtani still.
Really?
Yeah.
He does nothing in the field.
Okay.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Numbers.
Shohei Ohtani takes three questions after he hits three homers in a game. That doesn't matter. Really good at baseball? Yes, he is. And so that's the person I would vote for if he's better than the rest of the class.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russ?
On 670 The Score.
The Score.
That's right. He joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. We switched it up. We want to accommodate Russ's busy schedule, so he joins us now. He is at Russ_Dorsey1 on X. He is the Yahoo Sports Major League Baseball insider, and he's an insider and analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Yo, the most important part of this is Russ on Twitch has sleeves on.
What? So if you go to... Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. There he is in sleeves because he's inside. He's not outside. Hi, Russ.
Hi. Yeah, I do have sleeves on today. Opted for the t-shirt right now. And yeah, I've been getting plenty of sleeveless action, Marshall. But yeah, today, sleeves on. I knew when I jumped on that was going to be the first thing that you talked about.
Well, you were right. Can you guess what the next thing I want to talk about is?
The Cubs losing last night.
Sure. We'll go with that.
No. If you had something else, please tell me.
No, it's all fine and good. Do the Cubs have a problem?
With what exactly?
What do you think the Cubs' biggest problem is?
I think the Cubs' biggest problem is starting pitching. Would I be incorrect?
I think you might be correct, yes.
No, I mean... I think that's something we've known. Like, nothing's changed since the last eight times I've talked to you about this. Like, no, they need starting pitching. And everybody knows they need starting pitching. And they know they need starting pitching. I think we're just at a point where we're in this wait-and-see mode until the trade deadline. And we see what Jed Hoyer's moves that they make to address that is. Yeah, that's their biggest issue. I know I'm at the point where I am sure they're going to hit. Right, like who they've shown us to be, even though I know they're having the issues with left-handed pitching that you like to talk about. But for the most part, I'm not concerned that day in and day out, the Chicago Cubs are going to be able to score runs.
Russ, I do want to ask you, so we were going to have our segment, we call it stalking, where we just basically hone in on a guy. Like, yeah. We lurk, we want to know all about that individual. As a possible trade deadline acquisition for the Cubs, today it's Seth Lugo. So I'll start with you. What do you think about the possibility of him getting traded, number one, and then also the possibility of him coming here?
Definitely a possibility. It's something I wrote about, I'd call it 10 days ago, when I went through around the league at all the contenders that were looking for different things. And I had Seth Lugo as a possible option for the Chicago Cubs, because this, I've talked about with you guys before, like that frontline starter outside of Sandy Alcantara, if he gets moved and gets moved to the Cubs, that's the only real one out there. But I think if you look at the numbers over the last two plus seasons, Seth Lugo has been as good as a lot of guys in baseball. He's probably been a top 10 starting pitcher in all of Major League Baseball since he's gotten to Kansas City. So he's putting up frontline starter numbers. He just doesn't have the frontline starter name attached with that. But you're talking about a guy that was an all-star last year that has been a front of the rotation arm for the Kansas City Royals that are in a position right now where they don't look like a team that's going to the postseason and might opt to pivot at the deadline.
Is it your opinion that the Cubs need a guy on Shota Imanaga's level, or is it lower than that? What should they be arguing for? And who is, if there is no Alcantara, if he's not the guy, who is the next best guy in your mind?
I guess that two questions. One, what do you think Shota Imanaga's level is? Like, if you describe it to me, and then I'll be able to say.
Going up against what I see as the other playoff teams right now, he's only a two at best. At best. Because everybody else, if you went Shota versus everyone else's number one, their number one is better.
Agreed.
I feel like I've been doing a lot of these things recently where I go on to, you know, the score.
That's
or
the
I'll
job,
go
man.
On to a radio station in another market. And then I like disappoint people with my logic and realism. And people don't love that all the time.
No, give me your logic.
Also, let it be known, you're watching the best teams day in, day out, every weekend with your job. Like with Apple, you guys are getting the marquee matchups every week.
Zach Wheeler, Logan Webb.
The guy that you want isn't going to be available.
Okay.
Right? I'm saying that not to you, Marshall, but like to people at large. And this not even just for Cubs fans. This is for fans of the Mets, fans of the Dodgers, fans of the Yankees. Every playoff team needs one and maybe two starting pitchers. I know the Yankees could use a couple right now. I know the Mets could use a couple right now. The Cubs could use a couple right now. I just think the guy that you say, that guy starts a game one or a game two in the postseason for me, outside of a Seth Lugo, I really don't know, or a Sandy Alcantara, I don't know if that guy's available. Like, you might have to settle and say, Shota, this year is going to be our game one starter, and if we can find a dude that we're confident pitching in a game two, that's what we have to do.
So no one is
available. I just don't think that the guy that people want, I don't think that's realistic to expect that guy's going to get moved at the deadline.
I just want to make sure we're being clear. No one out there that you see as being available is better than Shota Imanaga.
Personally, I think that Seth Lugo is on the same plane. And
fair.
I think Sandy Alcantara, if you get the version of him that started in six of his last seven starts, that guy can start a game one or a game two. But a guy that's just significantly better than Shota Imanaga, that guy's not available.
Well, and even going back to the discussions that I feel like were much heavier before the season began about Dylan Cease, Russ. I wonder how those even stack up now, because I don't know that he's moving either, but then there are some people still saying that they think he's gone. Like, he's another one where you're wondering what's going to happen.
I just, until I see that the San Diego Padres are punting or doing this thing where you like sell and buy, because that's a team that needs their starting pitching. Like, they haven't had Michael King for the majority of the first half, and that's a guy that I would say, if he was healthy and the Padres weren't a possible playoff team, that you would go after, who would be a solid rental before becoming a free agent this offseason. But I just don't know if those guys are available, whether it's Cease or a Michael King, if he's healthy. I know I talked about Tyler Mahle a couple of weeks ago, and now he's going to be unavailable until after the deadline. Same thing with Chris Sale. So there's just not that many options. And I think this is going to be a trade deadline of threes and fours. And you're going to have to make that work to get to the postseason.
Russell Dorsey, the Yahoo Sports MLB insider, insider analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus, joining us here on Raheem and Harris as we talk about the trade deadline, as we will insufferably until July 31st. Okay, let's switch up just a little bit. Based on what you're saying, I want to know how you think Adrian Hauser fits into the free agent, or sorry, the trade target market. He's obviously a guy who is burst onto the scene. The Sox, happy to get him, pitch him, and flip him. Where does he rank on your list? I mean, how should teams be looking at him? Obviously, he's going to get moved.
Yeah, I think it would just depend on what teams view Adrian Hauser as a legitimate postseason pennant-chasing type of arm. I think what he's shown with the Chicago White Sox is that he's been a damn good starting pitcher this year, right? Like, if he had more time in with the White Sox, he would have been an all-star. But he just didn't have, like, the body of work to do it. But, yeah, I think there is some teams out there that are looking at Adrian Hauser like, all right, man, like, he's figured something out, you know, with the White Sox. And they've been able to – the one thing they've really been able to do over the last couple of years, even with them being one of the worst teams in baseball, is they've been able to get quality innings from different guys. And so maybe he's found something – it's just with pickups like an Adrian Hauser or last year with an Eric Fetty, et cetera, I think a lot of times a player can have the results. But if the other 29 teams don't believe that it's real, you can move them, but you might not get the return that you think. If a team thinks this is fool's gold, or maybe a guy is, you know, fine here, but if we put them in super high leverage starts, will we get the same, you know, thing out of that guy? So I think that's one thing for people to think about with an Adrian Hauser is, yes, he's pitching very well right now. Salute to him. Like, he's been great and going to get himself likely on a playoff team. But sometimes when it comes to how these deals end up happening, does the team that is calling on Adrian Hauser believe that he is worth giving up X prospect?
We're talking to Russ Dorsey ahead of also a Cubs game tonight on The Score. Tonight, the Cubs continue their series against the Twins. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:05 with first pitch at 6:40 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Russ, I want to ask you, we talked about it earlier on the show, not about the Cubs next, but about the Brewers. Again, Jacob Mizrowski just goes out and impresses, 12 strikeouts against the Dodgers. There's a lot of talk about who the Brewers might trade for. What do you think their fate is over the next 3 weeks?
I think you're at a point where you have to think about the Milwaukee Brewers as a legitimate playoff team. Like, I think we're at that point where the Cubs aren't going to run away and hide with this division, and they're going to be right there. I think it's up to the Cubs to decide what the fate of the Milwaukee Brewers is, to be honest with you. Like, what the Cubs do at the trade deadline will be imperative, because is it going to be that boost that you need to get yourself through the next 2 months of the season after the deadline? Or do you, you know, underwhelm at the deadline? And maybe it's through no fault of your own, but just that the guy that you wanted doesn't get moved. Maybe the team decides to pull him back. Like, we've seen that before. But me and Marshall talked about this while you were out, Layla. Like, there is going to be a point here in the second half where the Milwaukee Brewers are probably going to be in first place for at least a day, right? Like, I think that's just going to be this jockeying of position. Even though both of us agree that the Cubs are going to be the team that ends up winning the division, I just don't think it's realistic to think that they're just going to go away.
I think the biggest thing that I've taken away as I've watched these two teams play right now is the Cubs have a superior offense to the Brewers, mm-hmm. but the Brewers have better pitching, starting pitching anyway, mm-hmm. Than the Cubs. And it seems like the Brewers, as far as the trade deadline is concerned, are better positioned to address their needs than the Cubs are to address their needs. And that's what's scary about the NL Central going forward.
Yeah, I think if you need offensive players, that's something that's readily available in this year's trade market. And for the Milwaukee Brewers that aren't going to move their, I guess, A-level prospects, there are a lot of rentals out there, you know, whether it's a guy like Eugenio Suarez, Ryan O'Hearn, you know, guys like that, Josh Naylor, like all those dudes are going to be free agents at the end of this year and won't necessarily cost you a blue chip type of prospect. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think it will be much easier for the Brewers to address that need of, you know, finding impact offense to put in their lineup down the stretch. And that is a lot easier than finding starting pitching, because starting pitching is very expensive. And in this year's unique market, that top level starter might not be there for you.
Russ, what do you think about the Nationals firing Mike Rizzo, who is a local guy, and then also David Martinez?
I think we cover a results-based industry, and the fact of the matter is the results just haven't been there for the Washington Nationals, and they haven't been able to develop players fast enough to keep up with a division that has improved rapidly, right? They've had two different superstars leave, one via free agency, one via trade. And while they got back what I believe is a superstar in return in James Wood and an all-star caliber shortstop in CJ Abrams and at least a number two, potentially a number one in Mackenzie Gore, and Harlan Susana, who's a top prospect in their system, they just haven't been able to win games fast enough. And I think they won the World Series and they won it all, and I think that bought them a little bit of time. But the fact that that was in 2019 and we're about to go into 2026 after this year, and I don't think they are closer to getting back to the postseason as they were 2 or 3 years ago. And so for that reason, that their ownership group decided that they needed to make a change. Was the timing right? Right before the draft, when you have the number one overall pick? No. Some would argue that you already know who you're going to take with the number one overall pick, so it's not that big of a deal. And mostly your amateur scouting department and amateur personnel and minor league personnel are going to take care of that, so it's not that big of a deal. But at the same time, like, you have no head of baseball operations right now. And so when it comes to the deadline that comes up in a month, when it comes to the draft and just how you go about the next 6 months going into an off season, yeah, that's a big deal. But I think the Nationals were kind of stuck in a rut, and maybe this gets them out of that and heading back towards postseasons.
Russ Dorsey, thank you much for taking the time. We appreciate you coming on the show and switching up the time with us a little bit too.
Yeah, Russ, can't wait to see you on Monday when you're filling in for Layla Rahimi. We have a lot to talk about.
I'm calling.
Correct. This is the first time I've seen Layla in like 2 years, it feels like.
I know. I have the Sky game Monday night on the Score, so I'll be at shoot around while you guys are doing the show.
Gotcha. Bye, guys.
Bye, Russ. Thank you so much. That was Russ Dorsey joining us. Of course, Russ on Apple TV Plus. He's also on Yahoo as the Insider. And we want to tell you about an opportunity. Keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, July 23rd, featuring special guest Michael Bush and hosted by Matt Spiegel. Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. We continue our stalking segment next. As we mentioned, Seth Lugo. That is next here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeart Radio apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And strike three. Six Ks for Lugo in five scoreless innings.
Woo!
And Lugo gets him. Letter high cutter. And he got him with a fastball. High heat from Lugo, and he's got his second strikeout.
Watch how he sets up hitters. Okay, right here. There's a breaking ball. It sets up Christian Walker. And he struck him out the next pitch. Okay, here's a slider. And then he comes in with a heater. Next guy, DeCenzo, you're down. And the third guy here, Caratini. There it was. Two different pitches. He's great. He's a master at setting guys up.
Swung on and missed. Strike three. Eight Ks for Lugo. Seven scoreless.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy.
Yeah, who's watching you is us. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we continue our stalking segment because we want to talk about people you might be honing in on ahead of the trade deadline. We talked about Mitch Keller yesterday. Today, we set our sights on Seth Lugo. Why is it fun to bring up both of their names? Well, they faced off last night.
It's great, actually, that we just talked about someone yesterday, and then he immediately hits the mound, and he doesn't lose, doesn't win. No decisions for everyone in a win for Seth Lugo's team, in which he also gets the no decision. And I think the biggest thing takeaway-wise from last night specifically is that Seth Lugo looks pretty doggone good of late.
He does. The Royals beat the Pirates last night 4-3. They are now second in the AL Central as we, number one, try to figure out if he's even available. There's that part of it. The Royals right now 14 games back of the Tigers, but that's because of how good the Tigers are at 59-34. But they're only four games back of a wild card. And the Minnesota Twins.
One of three teams, four games back in that wild card race. The AL is wide open in terms of the playoffs. A lot of that has to do with slides by the Yankees and other teams. And the division in the AL West might be a two-team race. The division in the AL Central, that race is over, seemingly, because Detroit's not slowing down for anyone. But the AL East is wide open, and some of the other teams that are just hanging within earshot of 500 are within earshot also of a playoff spot.
Well, and that's why it's important to acknowledge whether or not Seth Lugo may be available. Now, let's talk about his contract, number one. He turns 36 in November. So his age is a part of this, and I think will affect, if he is traded, the price. He's got a $15 million player option for next season, but it sounds like he might be opting out of it, given that he finished second in the Cy Young voting. He was an all-star. He has a body of work that is impressive, and there are many teams who want him. Like, the Mets are also in the fray on this when it comes to teams who are interested in his services.
I think the Mets, Dodgers, Yankees are all teams just like the Cubs that need pitching. And when we talk about Lugo, here's why he's right now number one on my list of guys that the Cubs should just go after and get. Number one, he is an out-getter. Last year, he led the league in batter's face, 836. He pitched over 200 innings in a time in which people don't do that. He pitched 206 innings. You mentioned the fact that he was second to you-know-who, Tarek Skubal, in the Cy Young voting, but also a Gold Glove winner. He fits right up the middle with what you're talking about, the spine of the defense. He can help himself with what he's able to do on the mound. And I think the other thing that I don't want to get lost in the shuffle, he did pitch in the postseason last year, making two starts. He gave up one run in 4 1/3 and a win against the Orioles and two runs in 5 innings against the Yankees. I like the fact that he is a guy who has shown that he can not only be a big moment pitcher, but he can come up when the regular season's over.
But here's the rub. As we mentioned, the Royals are on one right now. They've now won after last night's win, I believe it is, 8 out of their last 12. So when you consider that, he might not be available, but let's admire the body of work. He also throws a ton of pitches.
10 of them.
Yeah, you've got a sinker, a curveball, a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slurve, a changeup, a slider, and a, just to mix it up, slow curve. The guy knows how to pitch. That's the bottom line here. He will add value to a team even at 35 years old, even if he decides to opt out in that age 36 season. I could see why he is an attractive trade candidate. And you think that he is even higher than that for you.
Here's why. So a 1.54 ERA over his last 7 starts. So it's like, if you want to go, what have you done for me lately? That's cool. But understanding how good the Cubs offense has been and what we expect out of them on a night-to-night basis, if you told me I'm going to add a pitcher to the rotation that in 12 of his 17 starts gave up 2 earned runs or less and that he went 5-plus innings in all but 1 start this season, I think you'd sign up for that.
Let's also listen to what others have to say about Seth Lugo, because that's what stalking is all about. It's not just about what we say. What do the others say? So let's start with Ozzie Guillen talking about Seth Lugo when he faced the White Sox on June 6th.
It's outstanding, you know, because Lugo's on the mound. Lugo's been playing Nintendo against the White Sox hittings. All of a sudden today, the White Sox take advantage. It was deep in the counts a lot of pitching count. That's the reason they take it out in the 5th inning. And good job by the hitters today.
My only question, Ozzie, is, was he playing Little League Baseball? Was he playing Bases Loaded 2? Was he playing Baseball Stars? Which NES game was he playing against the White Sox when he was dominating?
Ozzie,
Lugo's been playing Nintendo.
I feel like Ozzie would tee that up perfectly in a response.
Maybe Tecmo Baseball? I'd go on and on with this one. The original MLB Baseball on Nintendo? Look, Nintendo got a lot of baseball games.
That they do, and I feel like they have as many as pitches that Lugo throws. Let's also hear from his manager, Matt Quattaro, on what Seth Lugo does so well.
We couldn't be happier, you know, for sure, not only on what he's done on the field, but what he's done behind the scenes, the way he leads in the clubhouse, the way he communicates with the pitching staff, but also the coaching staff, just the person he's been. It's been a pleasure to have him and his family here with us, for sure. But then you take to what he's done on the field, and it'd be really hard to find flaw in anything he's done.
You heard the mention of family there. Do you know what his nickname is? Seth Lugo's nickname is Puerto Rican. Do you know why his nickname is Puerto Rican? It's a nod to his paternal grandfather. And he also played for the Puerto Rican team back in the 2017 World Baseball Classic. So he's from Louisiana, and he wasn't sure when he got to Team Puerto Rico whether or not he'd be accepted, because like, he's a Louisiana boy. But they welcomed him with open arms, and as a nod to that, he's been called Puerto Rican ever since. And he's, as they said, a 10-year veteran. You mentioned he's turning 36 soon. He knows what this is, and he knows what this ain't.
Well, he also is pitching. I mean, to finish second in Cy Young voting at 34, that is an incredible feat to have in Major League Baseball. So, number one, if you're the Royals, I see why you would want to keep him, because he helps you get the best chance to still contend for that wild card. But if, given his age, given what you know the options look like, you know, if you want to move somebody, Russ talked about the possibility of buying and selling at the same time. That might be savvy for them. Let's listen to his general manager on the Royals late last season about what he saw out of him.
He's been outstanding. I mean, it's
it's been fun to watch him because, you know, we know what we thought he would be from afar, but now you're in the clubhouse with him, you're watching the work that he does. It feels like he's even getting better with maybe more experience as a starter. With all the different pitches he throws, the strikes that he throws, you almost feel like he's starting to figure out how to strike guys out as well, at least over the last two games. So he's been, I mean, we couldn't ask him to do anything more than what he's done. So it's been really fun to watch, and it's exciting. You look forward to watching him pitch.
In Seth Lugo's last seven starts, the righty has gone 41 innings with a .132 ERA, 132. The whip, sub one at 0.95, 43 strikeouts compared to 14 walks. There's a lot to love.
So slight concerns would be the fact that his strikeout to walk ratio is 2.84, which is the lowest that it's been in quite some time. You got to go all the way back to his rookie season. His strikeouts per nine, just 7.8. Look, his fastball average is 91.6. That's why the pitch mix is so important.
Right.
And he throws 10 pitches. Now, he doesn't throw them all equally, but he does just enough of each one to make you think twice about things. Like the four-seamer that he throws, 20.9% of the time. Curveball, 17.6. Sinker, 15. Cutter, 12.6. Changeup, 10.6. That's just the first five pitches. He all throws at more than 10% of the time. You don't know what's coming. Then there's the slurve you talked about. 9% of the time he's throwing the slurve, which is the slow curve. Like, there's a lot of mix there.
There is. I mean, the guy just knows how to pitch. Like, that's it. And you're seeing it in his results. And you're seeing how he's doing it. I think heading up to a point where if you know that that's a possibility for you as an individual, it's a very hard time to keep your inside your game, to play inside of yourself, and to be able to do this. And he's showing you how he's answering under pressure as well, which I think is really cool.
We don't know, as we're talking about Seth Lugo in our stalking segment leading up to the trade deadline, guys that the Cubs might be interested in. We don't know if he will be available, but I wonder if he is available, Layla. Man, that cost is going to be high. Even though he's not an elite arm, he is a top-of-the-market arm because we know what the market looks like.
Yeah, last year still matters to me.
Okay.
You know, and what he did. And the fact that I just mentioned his numbers over his last seven, I feel like that is valid in all of this as well. His team ends up, as we said, out-dueling Pittsburgh. But even in his most recent outing, six innings, two earned runs, one walk, five strikeouts, that'll work. Two home runs given up, you don't love that, but God knows we understand. So, ideally, I mean, and you look at him as a real possibility in the trade candidate market for sure.
That dog will hunt, I believe, is the...
I always say that about a hit ball. I'm like, that dog will hunt.
Listen, where the Cubs are right now, they just need guys who can get outs and do it without giving up a bunch of runs. But and he fits that bill.
He also fits the bill of being able to take up a lot of innings. And that's important, too, when we consider this all together. You're listening to Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we continue to talk about stalking possible trade candidates. Yes, Robbie?
So you guys talked about with Russ last segment. If you haven't listened to that, go back in the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. We all know that. Where would Seth Lugo be in the Cubs rotation? You guys said he may be ahead of Shota Imanaga. Where was he fit?
I think he's still two to Shota. Age. Sorry. It matters in athletics. That's all. Sometimes my theories are that simple. Like Daniel Palencia throws 100, give him the ninth. Like, oh, he throws strikes and he throws 100? Yep, ninth inning for you. Oh, you're older than usual pitchers we like? Okay, you're number two.
I don't think that I'm doing it for the same reason, but I would have him slotted in at the two because of his experience with the playoffs, but also deference to Shota as being the guy who's been the guy for them for two seasons now. You see the winning percentage when he's on the mound. You see that the Cubs usually do, last night was an aberration, they usually do produce when Shota is on the mound. I like him slotted in at a two and feeling like you got a puncher's chance when you're talking about Matthew Boyd now as your three. And that's the whole reason why I say bring someone closer to the top of a rotation, because it doesn't matter if you add at the bottom, if that guy's your fifth starter, he's a non-factor in the playoffs.
This is a good point from Twitch. This is hologram_Harry. Is this really the year when GMs give up 6 years of control of a top prospect for a number three? Yes, I think it is. I think you're going to, once the first domino starts to fall, I think some teams are going to be really aggressive. Because remember, as conservative as we think a lot of teams have been with an impending potential work stoppage after next season, I think they might also think that this is the best time to utilize the windows of some available talent.
Well, I don't think they give up Owen Casey in this deal.
No, I don't think the Cubs would. I'm saying this said GMs. I'm not particularly talking about Owen Casey.
Okay. I think the big thing for me is Ben Brown is probably going to get moved in a deal.
That's a
realization I'm kind of coming back to, unless there's someone lower level where you're going to give up maybe more prospects to get a guy that can help you with innings.
I wonder if Spiegel and Holmes would ask this of Craig Counsell, because he is joining 670 The Score in just under an hour at 2:30. We have more to come here on 670 The Score. We have the classiest sports interruption of all time.
I like classy.
Don't we? We continue to stalk people, by the way. Send us your submissions. We've gotten some really funny, like, out-of-context requests. Like, please stalk Shane Bieber. Please stalk so-and-so. And I'm like, hey, you got it. We'll do what we can. And just as a friendly reminder, if you need to get some of these wild trade ideas off of your chest, if you're bursting with a sports thought, go to the Odyssey app, hit the leave a voice message feature. Tell our meatball machine we're going to put together a compilation. So that way, nobody looks that wild.
That's coming up Friday. Actually, yeah. It might just get up
there's
a whole
power,
bunch of wild
there's
takes.
There's power numbers. You know, meatball don't be machine. Afraid. Don't be afraid to throw something out there. I have a feeling you're going to be among friends. So the classy sports interruption. And also, perhaps a little bit more for you. Next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I just want to let this play. What the heck? I think that's fair.
Who's this artist?
The Weeknd.
He was blinded by something.
Although, can I just pick this bone for a second?
Sure.
The lyrics of the song are like, I can't live without your touch and all this. What are you talking about, The Weeknd? Your previous album was like, I only call you when it's 5:30 and I got better things to do, etc. Like, The Weeknd would be labeled as a bad texter, really bad at work.
Wow. Or, I mean, busy with work.
And then now suddenly you can't live without people.
Hey, the growth. The growth, Layla.
Is it growth or was it appealing to a larger audience who needs him to need them?
Trivia question. How many monthly listeners on Spotify do you think The Weeknd has?
Oh, my God. Millions.
Millions.
Well, yeah, obviously, but how many?
I don't know how many total people listen to Spotify. My Spotify account is so old, it's a number.
So
I shouldn't say that.
50 million?
Double that.
100 million?
He is second in the world with 111 million.
Because they all think that he can't live without their touch, but I'm telling you right now, he only calls you when it's 5:30.
That's fine. I don't need that extra.
That
call.
First album is I still think his best, but whatever. So I came across this earlier yesterday on Raheem and Harris on The Score. 'Tis the classiest sports interruption I have ever heard.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you could avoid opening bottles of champagne when the players are about to serve.
Oh, come on. I love that.
It's warm.
It's the most Wimbledon warning you've ever heard.
That was a bottle popping? Popping bottles?
Listen to it again. One more time.
We are Chicago's number...
That too. That is not the classiest sports interruption. Silence. About ready to serve. Ope.
I thought that was a tennis ball
Thank
being hit the first
if you
time
could avoid
I heard.
Opening bottles of champagne when the...
No, I will not avoid opening bottles of champagne. I want them at the New Bears Stadium. Bottles of champagne for me. Basically, my trip to the Bears Stadium is going to cost a month's salary at this point.
I don't know if you're going to a football game in the club.
I'm giving you my money, Kevin Warren.
That's it. But that's it right there. Put the club up in the Bears Stadium, baby.
Ray and I talked about brunch the duplex at Bears Stadium.
Bring the duplex to the Bears Stadium. Come on.
My Bears Stadium is going to be lit.
You know what? Brunch day party in Arlington Heights is not a horrible idea.
It's a great idea.
Listen to us, Kevin Warren.
They better have bathrooms, because my God.
Well, the other thing is, if they build it big enough, they can be like a common section for the regular people and a VIP for Layla, where they got the carving stations and everything.
For Layla? I just said I was interested. Are you not interested? Is that what
Layla's
I'm to glean
carving
from this?
Station. Yeah,
I need Layla. A personal carving
Layla.
Station.
No, like the access to the park
they
with all the carving
most.
Stations.
They probably hate me the most.
The carving stations, the omelet station, all that. I don't eat eggs, but Layla, if you get an extra wristband, yeah, I'll take it.
I'm down for the
I'll
omelet
live
station.
The charmed life.
I am getting the opposite of the carving station. I'm getting the stale chips out of the vending machine if it's up
That's
to
not
them.
True. That's not true. Somebody going to invite you to their suite. You're
Listen,
good.
But I'm fair. So all I'm saying is when I see the Bears doing good things, I point them out. I think the survey is one of them.
I love the survey. I told you, my whole issue with the survey though is outside of the price point thing. Everything else, I'm just gonna be like, yeah, build it,
no,
build all of it.
Hey Bears, hey the Bears, at the Bears, you need to listen
CC
to that.
Bears.
You need to listen to that interruption at Wimbledon and get inspired.
Also, let's. So,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you could avoid opening bottles of champagne when the
I'm going to need sparklers. I need one of those marquee boards. You feel me.
Layla.
Club Bears.
Here's what I'm going to say. That was the sound of a bottle of champagne, the popping of the cork. Do you want to hear a bullet? Do you want to hear a bullet?
Hit me.
Check the stray that happens when Michael Jordan is mentioned, or not even mentioned, just referenced on LeBron James' Mind the Game podcast with special guest Kevin Durant.
Not just one or two or three things that make you a good basketball player, things you have to do to be a great mm-hmm. basketball player. There's mm-hmm. so much you got to retain and understand in order for you to get the full potential out of yourself, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And the research is a big part, in my opinion, mm-hmm. of becoming a great basketball player. Who you listening to talk the game, what you watching, how you watching it, how you watch your film, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Are you researching old players and see what they did mm-hmm. to understand the foundation they laid down for you?
Are you being real with yourself?
Are you being real with mm-hmm. yourself when mm-hmm. you watch film? Mm-hmm. Are you holding yourself accountable mm-hmm. after games? Mm-hmm. Every time you get better as a player, I truly feel that you got to recommit and sign that contract with yourself mm-hmm. every so often. Like, all right, yeah, I'm 10, 12 years in, I got 4 MVPs and 4 championships. Like, but do I still want to do this shit? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying?
You know how hard it is.
Some people say, yeah, I want to go play baseball.
Right?
Yeah. And then, yeah, I want to come back. Or some people say, I'm going to go 22 straight. Mm. And, you know what I'm saying? So it's a contract I feel like you got to have with yourself, too, mm-hmm, in order for you to be a, yeah, you know, great ball player.
No,
to have a long career. That's the goal, to be, right, in the league for 20 years. I tell you, that's the goal. However you want to get there, but you got to recommit to yourself before you commit to anything else. Mm-hmm.
20 years, no breaks.
It became personal with me.
Some people say, I want to play baseball.
Yo.
Ooh, Kevin Durant.
That's cold. Cold world, no blanket.
I mean, I know about KD's shoes, but I'm trying to figure out who makes those.
Some people say, I want to go play baseball.
He is not with Jordan Brand. He has his own thing with Nike. KD
still
does.
Though.
Listen.
Still though.
He said, some people want to go play baseball. It was so, you know what? It's two things. The music, one.
The music.
But two, the way he just lulls you to like a certain comfort zone, and when he hits you with it, it's like, oh, ooh, ooh.
He's right, though. I mean, that is how he's so good when it comes to self-motivation and self-evaluation, and he completely tells you why right there.
All ball. Nothing else matters. I don't need no comb. All ball.
Damn.
It became personal with me.
Are we sure he's not the easy money sniper? Just saying, that was a snipe. The text from 847, love the carving station. I do too. I want Club Bears. Like, take Club Dub to the people. Am I inspired by Jerry World? A bit.
Also, I like this text from 708. This trade market, talking about MLB, is like double dutch. Everyone waiting for the right time to jump in.
847, you have the right idea for our meatball machine. You want a wacky backup first base, third base suggestion?
Here we
Patrick
go.
Wisdom is thriving in Korea. I like it.
No.
I like the thought process.
I don't know about that one.
Let's give you something for listening to this show today. Caller 6 to the score contest line, 312-540-0670, 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, the 23rd, featuring special guest Michael Bush. Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money and your story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories.
It's so lovely when you say it like that, Layla. I want to create wonderful memories. That's why I'm happy to be here with you on this particular program.
Love it. Let's join in with two other people we like on this program, Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes, next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.